Coach, 35 points in those two middle quarters combined, but then the offense really got rolling in the fourth, scored 34. What got it going in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think the main thing in the second quarter, we were turning the ball over. And just you can't score, and that really fueled some of their runs, too. So we talked about it at halftime. It's obviously been a point of emphasis for us all year. And, you know, we were better in the second half. But that's the primary thing you point to me. And I thought they raised their level in the third quarter. In the third quarter, defensively, they just got a little more physical. They were tough. They were men. They played the way that they play. And we didn't respond right away. I thought, you know, as the game progressed, like, we had a better feel for it, and eventually we got tougher.
There was that big dunk, and what would you make of Rudy's response to that? I mean, and your team's response, I guess, after a play that brings you within one.
Well, you know, Rudy has pride. He doesn't like those kinds of things to happen, but he's also, you know, X inches away from blocking that. This is why it's such a spectacular play, because he's there. You know, if no one's there, it doesn't look like it's as big a deal. But that was on the other guys. That was a straight blow by. You know, I mean, we can't expect him. He can't have a guy coming full speed at him down the rim or down the lane. And to his credit, you know, he's tough mentally, and he challenged the shot, and he got dunked on. But our team got dunked on. Like, the other four guys, they were dunked on. Rudy just happened to be under the rim. And that's on us. You got to stay in front.
A couple of really nicely executed plays involving Alec down the stretch. Can you detail those a little bit?
Well, I think Alec gives us, again, in addition to Gordon Rodney, we can, try to find who's in a good place. You know, I wouldn't say Alec had a better matchup or anything like that, because, you know, Toronto was really good defensively, but we felt like at the end of the game he's capable of doing some things with the ball. And really, the execution was he and Fave, you know, that they were really playing together. But I think our spacing was good. We got shots. And to me, that's the main thing. If you can get to the line or get an open shot, great. But just to make sure you get a good look, and then we get a chance to rebound it, and we can also defend against it. Made good decisions late, better than he made during the meat of the game.
You mentioned Derek. Coach, big end one for him at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as involved in the middle quarters, as was mentioned. Was that something, a systematic thing, a matchup where did you feel you guys maybe weren't finding him quite enough?
No, I think sometimes we can overanalyze what the game gives us, you know, and the ball finds different people at different points in the game. I'll have to look at the tape, but, you know, we tried to go to him early in the third quarter, and I think he got a couple buckets, and then, you know, we don't want to just force feed something and get stagnant. So we kept trying to find him. We would run stuff for him out of timeout. Sometimes, particularly with, you know, when people are focused on him and concentrating, if the help's coming, the doubles are coming, it's better to get him on the move and pick and roll, and that's what we try to do late. So he's been very good in those situations, whether, you know, he caught a bounce pass and attacked the rim, you know, he hit a little pull-up jumper in the pocket, and sometimes it's easier to do that than it is just the physicality of the post. You don't get it when we turn it over to you. That's another part of it.
Coach, you got to be pleased with the defense down the stretch. I mean, when you needed to get stops, you got stops in the last 3 minutes. Can you talk about the way that you guys were able to raise your level and get to that point?
Well, I think if you contrast the last of the game to the first of the game, we were just much more aggressive in everything we did. You know, we were kind of in the vicinity early in the game on Scola's jump shots, and you know, he was the primary one, but there was other guys that got clean looks where we weren't aggressive enough even on our closeouts and our contests. And as the game progressed, you know, we found more aggression defensively. There was more urgency, and there was more communication. Really, that's what, at the end of the game, that's what you need, because the other teams, you know, they know what they're doing, especially with DeRozan and Lowry, who are two of the best one-on-one players in the league. So you're not going to be able to guard them individually, and we didn't try to do that. We helped each other.